Ponds, The Golden Teapot by Emma Bullimore and Mary Evans. An Inconvenient King. 1st of July, 2012. What a frustrating day. I had a breakfast meeting this morning, so I set 3 alarms, and I was out of the door 2 minutes early. The traffic was unusually quiet, but when I pulled up at the car park opposite the office, I found a huge digger, various tents, men dressed in white, and a sign from the council saying something about an archaeological dig in Leicester. Ridiculous. 2nd of July, 2012. I had to park my beloved new Mini on double yellow lines today. Sure enough, when I ran out to Marks and Spencer at lunchtime, there was a smug traffic warden writing me a parking ticket. Oh, she took great pleasure in telling me the car park was going to be off limits for a while because they were digging up the skeleton of some old king. I couldn't believe it. Something even more boring than the London Olympics. 4th of February, 2013. Finally, they've confirmed it. That skeleton is Richard III. Everyone is talking about it at work. Even with my headphones in, I can hear them. To be honest, it gives me the creeps. Why does everyone care so much? He's not even handsome like Prince Harry. And didn't he murder his nephews anyway? Meanwhile, finding a parking space is still a nightmare, especially now there are BBC vans everywhere. Apparently, they're looking at public records, trying to discover Richard's celebrity relatives. How stupid. 7th of February, 2013. Work was so tedious today. The city is crawling with journalists because York and Leicester are now arguing over where Richard should be buried. Seriously, who cares? Anyway, Linda from the advertising department got interviewed by ITV Lunchtime News, and we all had to gather round Sheila's computer to watch her. It made me laugh. Linda's always complaining about Leicester, but as soon as there's the smallest royal connection, she suddenly loves the place. 12th of December, 2014. What a waste of time. I booked a day off to go Christmas shopping, but I've spent most of the afternoon online helping Mum register for the Richard III ballot. Apparently, 5,000 people have applied for tickets for the funeral. What's wrong with them all? Doesn't anyone have presents to buy? It's getting beyond a joke now. 23rd of March, 2015. Getting anywhere was impossible today. The roads were blocked for Richard's funeral procession, and the streets were filled with thousands of people waving Union Jacks and waiting to see the coffin. A bit weird if you ask me. I went to WH Smith's to buy some biros. Our office manager, Wendy, has been too busy on the BBC newsfeed to order stationery. And even they are selling Richard III souvenirs,